It's Saturday night and I ain't got... Oh, okay, no. I can't sing. I'm not going to sing. But it is Saturday night, and I'm off to meet some folks at for dinner at Legends of the North Shore. And this is going to sort of sound like an advertisement or a spot advertisement for them, but to tell you the truth, it's not. I have lived in Pittsburgh off and on. I was originally born in Pittsburgh. But really lived here in the 80s as an adult, but then went away for another 15 years and only recently returned. And so I've been having a lot of fun re-exploring Pittsburgh and becoming reacquainted with Pittsburgh. And not too long ago, I was introduced to a restaurant called Legends of the North Shore, and it's a little tiny restaurant on North Avenue right by Allegheny General Hospital. And I would classify it as an Italian restaurant, but I noticed on Urban Spoon that they say it's Italian, seafood, and American. But anyway, the first time that I encountered it recently, we had been working for hours on a project on a tape sync for NPR, and it was about 9 o'clock at night on a Saturday night, and we showed up at Legends without a reservation. And we had to wait still for a little bit, but we, in fact, did get a table, and dinner was fantastic. Now, that might have been a combination of the fact that I was so hungry, but it really was good. And so I'm going to go back again tonight with some folks and find out whether that was a fluke or whether, in fact, it is as good as I think it is. When I was here the last time, I had the chicken parmesan, and it was delicious, except I think that the pasta portion might have been, you know, like maybe have had just a little too much starch in it because it was sort of clumped together. And tonight I might be a little more, might take more of a risk tonight and try some of their other specialties. Maybe I noticed they had a pork tenderloin on the menu, which sort of sounded good. The place is Bring Your Own, BYOB, Bring Your Own. And I noticed on Urban Spoon that it's got about a 90% positive rating, but there were a number of people who were complaining about the fact that they had some kind of corkage fee. I will tell you, though, that the big surprise the last time I was here was the dessert. I had no intentions of having dessert, but the woman I was with said she'd like dessert, so it became a let's share something. And she chose the apple pie, which, quite frankly, I thought sounded, I don't know, didn't sound very attractive or appealing to me, given that we had just had a big Italian dinner. But nonetheless, the apple pie came, and it was unbelievable. It was this whole plate covered with this huge slice of apple pie that was just, I don't know, I mean, it just had these mounds of, like, dough, the pie crust dough that was, like, really moist And it had a big scoop of ice cream and a lot of whipped cream. And then there was caramel sauce dribbled all over it. And it was the most amazing tasting thing I've ever had. And so it was a real surprise. After a night in this quaint little restaurant on the north side near AGH, having had chicken parmesan, to actually falling in love with the apple pie. Hey, I'll get back to you, though, on how tonight is. In the meantime, I hope you have a great Saturday night. Bye.